Okay, the first thing I think I'll talk about is a computer game. At the moment, my first favourite computer game has to be a game called Medieval Total War. It's a game which you take control of a European faction, either from mainland Europe, like France, Germany, Spain, Portugal area, or even Eastern Europe, like Russia or something. And the game actually starts, I think, it's around... It's around 1100, and you have until 1455 to either achieve your name in the book of history by doing glorious achievements, or by achieving domination by taking control of North Africa and all of Europe. There's also an expansion pack which takes it back even further, which allows you to fight tickets. To take control of England before 1066, and then you can then repel the Norman invasion. The main game is actually based around medieval times, as I've probably guessed, but in standard campaign vision, it's turn-based, in which your armies are represented by playing pieces, which is a move and issue orders, but actual battles are actually real-time strategy, so you command the actual soldiers themselves. But the thing that makes it, other than the real time bit, the thing that makes it a lot different, in my opinion, better than most other strategy games is that, rather than other games, when you train a unit, you train one man. In this, when you train a unit, you train a whole actual regiment of men, which can number from anything like 20 to 100 men, depending on what size of units you set as the default. One of your turns in the turn based thing with the playing pieces is 1 year, so all units take 1 year, but something like buildings and ships might take more than 1 year to build. And by upgrading your original dirt to a fort, you can then upgrade that to a keep, and after that a fortress. These allow you to build new buildings, which allow you to train, which allow you to build things like blacksmiths, which allow you to upgrade your soldiers and stuff. You've got things like churches and monasteries, which give your all units valour and stuff, so it actually affects the way they work. Another thing that makes it a lot different is that you have something called morale, so soldiers will actually run away if they get scared, which I think is quite entertaining. And then